Hot, dry conditions over the weekend and into Monday, allowing our wheat harvest activities to move forward once again in all areas of the state that we've got wheat standing in the field, for the most part anyway. We've got along with us today Mike Schulte, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, what are you hearing regarding wheat harvest 2010?
We're on around the state this weekend. Things moving in full force, especially now up in northern Oklahoma, now that producers have been able to get in the fields with the drier weather. Southwest Oklahoma, harvest is just pretty much complete. Called out to Clinton and Hydro today, and in those regions in South Oklahoma, South Central Oklahoma, they were pretty much 98% complete is what they were calling it. And then we move up into even Watonga and Kingfisher areas, harvest in those regions 90 to 95% complete. Some wheat up in Goltry still left. Producers about 75% complete up there. Around Alva and areas of Cherokee, they're thinking that they'll probably be finished by tomorrow night in most places. Northeast Oklahoma, harvest has been delayed a little bit because producers up there are still fighting the mud, but they are out in the fields. Moisture levels in that 9 to 10% range, so the moisture is real dry, so if the producers can cut around the mud holes, they're moving up there. And then out in the panhandle, we just got a really good start out from Shattuck areas out into the panhandle, I'd say Friday this past week. Hearing yields all over the board as far as state, Southwest Oklahoma, we saw a lot of 35 to 40 bushel averages on up into Central Oklahoma. As we get on up into the Goltry areas, we're hearing reports of anywhere from mid-40s to mid-70s in some instances. Up by Burlington and those regions, we were talking with producers up there, and, you know, they had drought up in that area, Alfalfa and Woods County and Woodward County, but we're hearing reports of wheat making anywhere from the mid-30s to mid-40s in a lot of those places with some higher yields as well. The rains have affected the wheat in the northeast part of the state with the test weights. We're hearing a lot of 57 to 60-pound test weights in that part of the world. And then if we get on out into the panhandle, though, we're hearing really good test weights, anywhere from 60 to 63 pounds. And on the dry land wheat that's being harvested out there right now, we're hearing a lot of mid-50s to reports of some of the dry land wheat even making in the mid-70s. So as we get into irrigated wheat, we're predicting that, you know, those yields are going to be much higher, so we're moving full forward, but we think that things are looking favorable for the state at this time.
Mike, if the current weather pattern holds for the next several days, the trend seems to be for hot, dry conditions up into the mid-90s each day. If that does hold, I would think we'd be pretty far down toward the end of harvest by maybe the end of this week. Is that what you're thinking?
I think so. I think if we can stay out in the field from here to right now, I think Oklahoma itself will be complete. We will probably still have some wheat being cut out in that panhandle region. I think it'll probably be, Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday before producers get into some of the irrigated wheat out in the panhandle, and that usually takes a week longer. But all in all, I think we'll be pretty much wrapped up here throughout the state. We are hearing the protein levels out in the panhandle and in some of the southwest parts of Kansas to be doing better right now. So we're hopeful that that will help us now. We're taking this grain to market here in other parts of Oklahoma. We're hearing protein levels anywhere from 11.9 to some 13s being reported. We'll have more composite tests here in the coming weeks coming in, and we'll know more about that. But we are thinking that we are going to see higher proteins in some places as we move north, which is going to be promising.